Possible return of Donald Trump means EU needs even more power, says top bureaucrat for Hofstadt. By Peter Cattell on May 9, 2023. Individual nation-states must hand the EU even more power to help fight off the possible return of Donald Trump, big government-loving Guy Verhofstadt has claimed. Prominent arch-Euro federalist Guy Verhofstadt has declared that individual nation-states within Europe must now hand over more powers to the EU in order to fight off the return of Donald Trump. A man with a passionate hatred of Brexit, Verhofstadt has regularly pushed for the European Union to be handed more power, having repeatedly called on national governments to surrender their sovereign powers to unelected bureaucrats in Brussels. In an opinion piece marking Europe Day, a celebration dreamt up by European bigwigs during the mid-60s, Verhofstadt expressed serious concern that President Donald Trump could be put back into office by American voters in 2024, adding that progressives within the EU must now work to combat the influence the would-be 47th president could have on the bloc. Donald Trump will surely be the Republican nominee for the American presidency next year, he wrote in a piece published by Euractiv on Monday, adding that the Union now had to take the real possibility of Trump 2.0 seriously. We must prepare a Europe that is sovereign and capable to defend its interests. He continued, saying that states now had to be willing to surrender even more of their own sovereignty to unelected EU officials. As part of such a transfer of power, Verhofstadt wrote that countries must cease having democratic elections for the purpose of choosing state representatives to the EU, breaking the national link with their representatives. Instead, European citizens would take part in larger, transnational elections where individual citizens will be required to vote for candidates from pan-European parties stripped of local roots. The former Brexit negotiator also called for the ability of national governments to veto laws and regulations being implemented at the European Union, something that would effectively allow Brussels to force laws on member states without their consent. Lastly, he advocated for a crackdown on so-called democratic backsliding within the European Union, a possible reference to claims made by Eurocrats that, by opposing the demands of Brussels on various issues, governments in the likes of Poland and Hungary are actually attempting to undermine democracy.